Welcome to the Identity Podcast. My name is Serena Cooper, and I am here with...
Colton Gosney.
We will be discussing the different forms of identity, such as social identity, demographic identity, identity going into gender, and how people define themselves, and the transitions that they make. But that brings us to the question, what is identity?
So from a social standpoint, identity is it's how you identify with the society around you, and how you interact with people, and different... like activities and how you work with others and how you're if you're there's social loneliness where you're like by yourself and not with anybody, and then you're socially active, and being socially active can reap many benefits health-wise and just mental.
So how did identity exactly come into play in your research?
So I read Educated by Tara Westover. And that book's about the main character, Tara. Her family's chosen to isolate themselves from the government and pretty much all of society and just live in the middle of the woods and fend for themselves and live off the land. And she later decides to go to college and reintroduce herself into society. And it kind of brings about her social identity. And she starts, like, awkward, and she doesn't know how to act around a lot of people and in certain situations, but she slowly progresses and gets better at, and her social identity kind of transforms.
Awesome. In my book, identity comes into play with the main character named Sasha, who isn't really sure who they want to identify as, and when I say who they want to identify as, I mean as their gender. Born a male, but not sure if they wanted to identify as a male, not sure if they wanted to identify as a female, so they ended up identifying as agender, which means you're not specifically, you don't belong to one gender. It's almost like you're both. And it's just, it brings up a lot of conflict in the book, especially we start going into hate crime, but identity is what is the cause of that. And so that actually brings me to my next question is, attacks on transgender people are on the rise, and why is this the case, and how does this relate to identity?
I think that some people believe that being transgender is unnatural, either from like just a religious standpoint or just from their own personal point of view, or if it's what they grow up being taught, but in that I don't, there's no need to attack any transgender people, but or verbally abuse them or whatever, but it's really about the environment they grew up in and what they learned as a child, and it's not good. It's kind of slowing the process of us growing as a society.
Yeah, I think society definitely has a big impact on how we look at identity and grasp these concepts, and there's a lot of conflicts in society when it comes to identity, because people fear change. People don't exactly understand what it takes to transition into a new identity. They don't fully support it. There are people that do, but there are also people that aren't, so that obviously will increase conflict. But based on our research, should someone be able to change their identity? Like, do you support it? Do you not?
Yeah, I definitely support it from both standpoints, from gender identity and social identity. Gender identity, if it's what you identify as and what you know that you are, then you're allowed to express yourself in whatever way possible, so you can decide to change your identity. And from a social standpoint, if you were raised in a lonely environment, kind of left out of society, and you choose to reimmerse yourself with people and different societal things, then that's good for your mental health, and it's definitely good something to do.
Yeah. I do believe that people should be able to change their identity because I think it's all about how a person feels comfortable. If they're not comfortable in their own skin as they are, but they know what feels right for them, and that takes changing something such as their name or something, their gender, or just an idea about them, just something that's more internal than external, they should be allowed to do so because that's how they're going to be. That's what makes more diversity in society. More people are different, and it's just, it's a good thing. But not everyone supports it. But there is this idea of freedom of expression, which a lot of people support. So how important is freedom of expression, and should we protect this freedom?
Yes, definitely. I think we should definitely protect both freedom of expression and freedom of speech, because those are two very important concepts in what this nation was built on. And being able to express yourself and tell and show who you really are is really important for you to grow as a person. And it can, if you're not allowed to, you can feel self-conscious, and it's not good for you, and it can lead to suicide or anything bad, and that's not necessary.
Yeah. I definitely do think freedom of expression is important in the society, but you do see a lot of people supporting freedom of expression, but also these same people are against, seem to be against these people transitioning gender, people contradicting their identity through their behavior, and it's just something I think people aren't realizing that they are contradicting the two. Because they're not grasping the concept of identity change, but they have this idea in their head that freedom of expression is important, which it is. I do support it. But with that, let's go ahead and transition into thanking our sponsor. So go ahead and...
So our sponsor today is Netflix. Netflix is a vast streaming service with more than 10,000 titles to choose from. You can stream Netflix from any location and from any device. Netflix helps you in deciding what to watch by categorizing its movies and shows into different categories such as comedy, animation, romance, action, and many more. Netflix also includes its own exclusive TV shows and movies, which have done very well in the past. Stranger Things, Big Mouth, 13 Reasons Why, you've probably heard of them. And Netflix is the reason that Blockbuster went out of business, and Blockbuster was dope, so Netflix, alright.
Go Netflix. Anyways, let's back to our discussion. What about children? Let's talk about the younger people of our society. How can we teach them to define themselves and not base it off of society? Or should we even teach that to young children?
Yeah. Children are people, too. They deserve the freedom of expressing themselves and saying what they want. Well, not what they want, because they're kids and they get in trouble. But being able to... teaching them at a young age that they're allowed to do things like that, like if they know that they're transgender, that they can identify as that, or any other identity, not just gender, they want their name, their hair color can be an aspect of identity. I wouldn't say plastic surgery, but that's a form of identity, but probably not on the child. But different aspects that can kind of show who you are and what you are, children should definitely be allowed that right to be who they are.
Yeah. In fact, in my research, I did come across an article called Basics of Identity by Shahram Heshmat. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correct. I'm sorry if I'm not. But he mentioned that... No, that's the wrong article. I'm so sorry. But basically, in one of the articles that I read, which I'll find it in a bit, is that kids seem to define themselves based on how they think their parents see them. And so if their parents see them as, like, invincible, they'll define themselves as invincible. Or if they see them as worthless, if they not that they actually do, but if their child feels that they do, they will define themselves as that too. It's just something, because parents, I mean, children look up to their parents, so that's where they get their idea of identity from. How do you think parents can teach identity? Not just us as a society, but parents can reinforce them to make their own decisions based on identity without them becoming, like, just getting out all over the place with it.
So, most adults nowadays weren't educated in school or whatever, college, which is technical school, but the aspect of things like gender identity and teaching these parents about it and helping them understand what it is and how it works, they could then go on to explain to their children at some point, and that can really help because children tend to absorb information more from their parents than they would some random person telling them about it. So children being specifically told by their biological parents about gender identity, any other form of identity, can better help them understand and absorb all the information in the...
Okay, but that's a good place to end our podcast. Thank you for watching. Like we said, identity is a big impact. Society has a big impact on identity, and identity has a big impact on society. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for watching.